We have Amy joining us in the studio. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
You right? And you're going to be here talking. We've got all three of us here to talk to as well. So let's see how this goes. But it's great to have you back because you've been in before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been in a few times.
Yeah. So you're almost becoming a resident here, aren't you?
Yeah, almost.
Yeah. So, well, let's hope we have some nice new fantastic facts to talk about. But there is one that you particularly want to come in and talk about. Mm-hmm. And that is you've got a new single coming out.
Yeah, I do. It's called Take Me Home and it'll be out on October 10th.
Ah, brilliant. So is this, whereabouts can you get hold of your single?
All major streaming platforms, so Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music, YouTube, SoundCloud, any of those, yeah.
Nice. And do artists record CDs anymore, really?
Sometimes. I think you need to have enough content to put onto the CD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair play. You have sold them at your gigs sometimes, if you did?
I think there's quite a few local artists who do that. Streaming doesn't actually make that much for artists, so it's quite good to have merchandise and things like that you can sell. Yeah.
Fair play. Well, you're in the studio with a couple of musicians as well, and you like a sing-song, don't you, Ross?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So, yeah, either ways, yeah, we'll be interested to have the chat. So you obviously recorded this song. When did you record it?
Oh, I recorded it at Empire Sound back in July.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. And that was obviously, well, I currently run the Woodvale, and I believe one of my bar staff actually produced your songs as well. Is it just the one song you've recorded?
I've recorded, this will be my fifth single.
Okay.
And this is the second one I'm releasing that I worked on with Dan, who produced it and played guitar and some other instruments too. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So Empire Sounds, I believe that's actually friends of mine I know, obviously Rob and Jim Holmes as well. Yeah. Got the studio and they entrust Dan in doing the recording. And obviously, how do you feel the outcome of it? Is he a good producer or not?
Yeah, he's a really good producer. He's really fun to work with. And when I was nervous to record vocals, he kind of like did everything to like put me at ease more, which is what you want in a producer.
Yeah.
And he's got lots of creative ideas that kind of take the, so you kind of go in with the basics of the song and how you want it to sound, and then a producer's job is kind of to have all these creative ideas to bring it to life more.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I'd recommend him.
Oh, bless you. Well, there you go. Empire Sounds with Dan Ashdown, if you want to go and record. But either ways, so what made you write this song? What was the influence behind Take Me Home?
So I actually wrote it ages ago and I just couldn't afford to pay for studio time to record it. I wrote it back in 2022.
Oh, okay.
And it was about my best friend at the time. She left for uni and I feel like she was kind of one of those people who's a bit of a social butterfly.
Oh,
who can easily go from like one place to another, and I kind of felt like she had almost left me behind a bit.
Because
I went to visit her at university and she spent all her time talking to her new friends instead of talking to me, and I felt a bit left out.
Aww.
And that was kind of what inspired the song. And yeah.
Has she come back since though?
I don't know. She kind of seems to move around quite a bit, which kind of suits
the
song. And also she briefly went out with my best friend as well, and there's a lyric about that as well.
It's all coming out today,
yeah,
in this song, isn't it?
It's all coming out, yeah.
So does she know this song's about her?
Yeah, she does, and I was worried because she saw me perform it at the festival like not long after I'd written it, and we hadn't talked for a while, but she knew it was about her, and then she came up to me afterwards and was like, Amy, I love that song you wrote, it's amazing. And
oh,
I was like,
lucky,
oh, okay,
yeah.
So it's all right then, like, yeah, she doesn't mind. So
cool, that's fair enough. So how long ago did you record this then?
So I think three or four months ago. We went through quite a few mixes of it. So Dan would send me a mix and then I would give feedback like, oh, I think this is too loud or this is too quiet or like maybe more reverb on this. So yeah, that took a couple months, and I think it's important to have lead-in time for singles as well. So
yeah. No, that's fair enough. So what, obviously you like to write music. Mm-hmm. And I must admit, one of the things is, it's a lot of people that play covers bands. No offense, Dave. I know you like but obviously to write original music, it's not easy to do and do well. Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that can write a song, but then it's a case of, will it actually be enjoyed by other people? So that must be one of the things going through your mind when you're writing a song, like, will it other people enjoy this too?
Yeah, I think I don't always think about that in the writing process. It's more when I actually get to the point of like rehearsing and performing songs that I think about that. And sometimes the audience reaction is very different to like what you think it might be. Or I've played songs before where people started crying at my gigs and I didn't know.
Hopefully for a good reason.
Yeah, well, my first single was called Don't Ever Leave Me Baby, and I didn't think about it, but I played it at a gig before and there were a couple of people who had like a loved one who had passed away or something like that, and they were crying and they drank too much wine and I didn't know what to do.
It's
in
the
that
wine's
scenario
fault.
Yeah. But yeah, because that's not what it was about, but it's nice that people have different connections to songs.
Well, that's it, you know. Yeah. I think everything rings true in a different way to different people, and obviously that's the amazing thing about music, is people's memories are always quite varied. So whether that is down to a being in a certain place and where you heard it, or actually the words that actually kind of stem a reaction that makes you think, yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's fair enough. Any music videos in the pipeline?
Not at the moment, just kind of shorter clips of my song.
Okay, fair enough. Well, if there's any people out there that fancy doing a music video for Amy, mm-hmm. I'm sure you'd get in touch.
Yeah.
So where can people find your like ways to contact you or so forth? Obviously you've got social media, so mm-hmm. we find you on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Amy Jolliffe Music. I'm on TikTok and YouTube as well, although I don't use them quite as often. Instagram and Facebook are my main ones.
Got ya. Fair enough. Well, going back to the whole original music side of things, you know, a couple of the bands that I was in, well, I think most of the bands I've been in have usually been original bands, and I must admit that is the toughest part, when you're stood there on stage about to play a song that you know nobody knows and thinking, how are they going to react to this?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you find it when, obviously, especially when you bust out a new song, you know, do you find that nerve-wracking? Or because a lot of people think when you're up on stage, oh, they've got confidence, they're up there, but we don't realise you're actually there thinking, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And then how does it make you feel?
I think it's important to have the mindset of like, this is excitement and adrenaline rather than this is me being nervous, because they can actually feel very similar. But if you frame it in a positive light, I feel like that can make a big difference. And some gigs I'm a lot more nervous than others. I find it easier when there's more people to perform in front of.
Yeah.
Which you might think, oh, it's less scary to perform in front of less people, but I actually find that if there's more people, I feed off of their energy more.
Got ya.
Yeah.
So what's one of your favourite gigs you've played?
Probably the times that I've played at the Isle of Wight Festival. Last year all my extended family came and the tent was really full of people, and that's one of my favourite performances I've ever done. But I think every time my band lineup changes, I feel like it kind of goes from like strength to strength. So like the most recent band lineup I have has been like my favourite one.
Mm-hmm. Got ya. Because I think, well, I've always tried to get a gig at the Isle of Wight Festival, but never succeeded. But Dave, you've played there before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've played a couple of times.
It must be a bit of a rush to be playing part of one of the biggest events that happen on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And especially seeing, well, you always worry when you see faces you know, because you're like, oh, crikey.
Yeah. Yeah.
A bit, and again, a bit more pressure in that sense, or you're just like, did you get on with them in school? Where are they going to be?
Yeah.
And then suddenly, it must be, when you suddenly see them there singing along or whatnot, it must actually be a little bit more encouraging when you're like, I've swayed them. That's good. But yeah, no, I must admit, like the Isle of Wight Festival, so are you planning to be playing again this year? Are you added to the lineup that got announced this week?
No. I saw The Cure was on it and I've always wanted to see them, so I'm really excited. I would love to play at the festival again this year. I've played there 5 times, always on the platform one stage, but I've graduated from there now, so it depends if they will let me come back again. And I think it's quite hard to get onto other stages, so
Well, it's obviously platform one's a great course to be a part of, and it's so amazing to see so many people on the island that can embrace playing music, you know, because most people have to go away to do university courses, but if you're a musician on the island, you've got that option. And it's so good to see some people coming down to the island as well. So how many years did you do? Was it 3 years for your degree?
So I did the BTEC for 2 years and then the degree for 3 years.
Nice. And do you feel that it's increased your ability as a musician as well?
Yeah, massively. I think even just all the connections I have from it, because I wouldn't have met Dan, who produced my track, or like the other people in my band. And I think just like having the space to be creative, having somewhere to rehearse and gaining knowledge about how to use the studio. And it was interesting doing all the written assignments about different artists and just learning about the industry, meeting people from the industry. Yeah.
Brilliant. So if you could have a collaboration with any musician out there, who would you choose?
I think, because I might have said The Cure, but Olivia Rodrigo already did that.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, because she saw me perform Just Like Heaven, and then I saw her playing Just Like Heaven at Glastonbury, so that was cool.
Oh, really?
I would say probably Taylor Swift. I love her track Betty.
Okay.
She's a very big artist.
Well, so. Taylor, if you're listening... Right, Amy's up for collaboration.
Yeah.
Out of interest, Dave, who would you like to collaborate with the most? I've put you on the spot again, haven't I? I keep doing that to him, and he's like...
There's so many. I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's a lot.
There is. It's too many.
I think for me, if I could pick anyone...
I'm just happy playing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if I could pick anyone, I think it'd be Eddie Vedder. From Pearl Jam. I know some people, it's selective, you know what I mean, but I see loads of jokes about obviously his lyrics and stuff, and people trying to actually understand him. I understand him, and I love Eddie completely. So that would make my day, and that's brilliant. So you can catch your new single Take Me Home, and that is available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, and I imagine most of the platforms, to be honest.
Just all of them, yeah.
And when's that available from?
October 10th.
Oh, brilliant. Mm-hmm. So I bet you're excited to see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm really excited. This is my favourite one so far.
So you look forward to seeing what people's reactions are like.
Yeah.
Brilliant, no problem. Well, please check out Amy on social media. You'll see Amy Jolliffe Music on Instagram or on Facebook. And again, this is an exclusive play out. We have a song queued up and ready to go. So please sit back, grab your cup of tea and have a listen to Amy Jolliffe with Take Me Home. Thanks for having you in the studio. And I hope we have you back again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Brilliant. All the best. Here we go. Local music.